This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 17 of the 5-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today things are getting a little spooky because we are revisiting Halloween Havoc. In a twist, this will just be all about the NXT special airing in October. No, I jest. This is about the WCW pay-per-view that was sometimes WCW's biggest show of the year. Can I get 5 rounds of trivia out of 11 shows? Let's find out. And what a panel of contestants we have. A return engagement of sorts from the ECW show way back when. First, we have returning champion, and the man who wrote the book, or at least the list, on Halloween Havoc is Mr. Mikey Falcone. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys doing?
Doing just fine. Glad you're hanging in there. Second, a man who canceled his child's birthday party on Zoom to appear on this podcast is Mr. Joe Sposto. Joe, how you doing?
It was his third birthday party of the weekend, so he can make do. He's out there playing Mario 3D, whatever it is.
So
he'll be fine.
That's fun. And third, we have the co-host of the Cover to Cover podcast. And if you like the PWA 500 from 1991, block off 16 hours and you can hear them go through it. Mr. Rob Naylor. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, I'm okay. I can't believe you just said there were 11 Halloween Havocs. I'm already behind the 8-ball, but we're gonna do a good job here today.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to correct the host, but there's 12. But anyway.
Is it 12? 89 to 2, 89, 90. Oh, yeah, I guess 90 would also count than that. So we're off to a great start here.
and Rob being on the show, this is like his return to the Cotton Bowl almost, you know?
Yeah, you know? I'm the Cotton Bowl show. It's going to be great.
But I'm ready to be trounced by Mike. Mister, I made the list of the best matches in Halloween Havoc history.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got the Richard Dawson on this match game. So I'm ready to kick out both of your asses here. We'll see.
Wow.
I was trying to think, like, okay, so Sposto is the Charles Nelson Reilly. Who is Rob? Rob maybe could be Tom Kennedy, who actually recently passed away. He was a very astute man.
I'll be the Jim J. Bullock because I'm going to provide relief and probably lose.
All right. Well, with that settled, we're going to move on to round number one, a game that's called What's the Stipulation? So for this game, I'm going to give you a match in a year. You tell me the stipulation the match occurred under. So if I said Hogan Giant from 95, you would hopefully respond Sumo Monster Truck Match. Now, there may not be a stipulation for some of these, so you would just respond none. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Mike, going to start with you. You get Sting and Ric Flair versus Terry Funk and the Great Muta from 1989.
That was a Thunderdome match.
The Thunderdome match is correct. All right, Joe, you get Sting, Elegante, the Steiners versus Abdullah, Cactus Jack, Vader, and the Diamond Stud from 1991.
The Chamber of Horrors match.
The Chamber of Horrors is correct. All right, Rob, you get Hulk Hogan versus the Warrior from 1998.
For fuck's sake, listen, it was a horrible match. I don't know, what the fuck was that? Was there a stip? There was not a stip, correct?
Is that your answer?
There was not a stip.
There was not a stip is correct.
Hey, okay.
Joe, right. Trying to trick poor Rob when he's under duress.
Boy, some of the questions are for Rob coming up. It's going to be a long day at the office. All right. Mike, back to you. You get Lex Luger versus Ron Simmons from 1991.
That was for the heavyweight title.
Yes, but what was the actual stipulation the match was held under?
I don't think there was one.
Oh, there was 2 out of 3 falls. I'm sorry.
It yeah. was?
Yes.
Really? Oh, my. Wow. All right. Hey, I've swung and whiffed on that one. All right.
Fairly upset.
All right. I feel confident now. Mike throws the game.
I was going to say,
sigh of relief over here.
All right, Joe, back to you. You get Sting versus Jake Roberts in 1992.
So it was spin the wheel, make the deal, which landed on Coal Miner's glove.
Oh, that is absolutely correct.
Give him 2 points. That's impressive.
No, come on. It was right. Like a bonus thing where I have to name all the other stuff.
Yeah, you have to name all of them.
That's appreciated, though. You had both.
All right, Rob, you got Vader versus Cactus Jack in 1993.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. I was just giving him props. Well, this is a Texas Death Match.
Oh, that's correct. Yes.
It wasn't spin the wheel, make the deal, and they picked the Texas Death Match, though, was it?
It was.
I thought it was.
Okay. Yeah. I almost said that, but I felt too cocky. I didn't do it. But okay, good. Texas Deathmatch.
You got the main part right. That's correct. All right, Mike, back to you. Steiners versus Doom in 1989.
Oh, that was just a regular NWA tag team title match.
Was that a tag title in 89? No, it wasn't.
Jesus Christ. But, okay.
No, there was no stipulation. I'm going to give you credit for that. There was no match.
Was it the United States tag title?
Yeah. All right. Joe, back to you. You got the Nasty Boys versus Terry Funk and Bunkhouse Buck in 1994.
That was for the WCW tag team titles.
Yes, we're just looking for actual match stipulations here.
Okay, no stipulation.
There was no stipulation, is
right,
correct.
Right, it's a straight-up tag team match. Yes.
All right, Rob, you get Roddy Piper versus Hulk Hogan in 1997.
Okay, Halloween Havoc, 97. Oh, that was a giant cage match.
Age in the Cage is correct.
That was a huge cage, right?
I think both guys are younger than a third of the current World Wrestling
Entertainment. Well, so, yeah.
Yeah, and Macho Man, who was like a year older than me at the time, jumped off the goddamn thing.
Exactly.
Cares right now. That's insane.
All right, Mike, back to you. You get DDP versus Ric Flair in 1999.
No stipulation?
Oh, that was a strap match.
Ooh, a strap match.
Oh, I would have kept on.
Ooh.
The 99 and 2000 are rough shows, man.
I'm thinking like, you know what, 99 2000, everything had to be a stipulation in 99 2000, because that was one of Russo's first shows after getting the, you know, first, was that Havoc, yeah.
All right, Jay, that's you, 1994, Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair.
So, I'll just say cage match, but there was like 18 other things on top of it. Like, you got a special guest referee, titles on the line, Ric Flair's career's on the line, but it's a steel cage match.
It was a steel cage is what we were looking for. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Rob, you get Dave Sullivan versus Kevin Sullivan in 1994.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Of course, you're going to ask the Equalizer expert a question about that. Sure.
Yeah. Say this. I'm assuming a match that shitty could not have possibly had a stipulation.
Well, your logic is correct. There was no stipulation.
Oh, God.
Correct.
But the stipulation was painfully, you know, force Rob to watch that shit. But yeah, go ahead.
All right, Mike, your final question of the first round. Randy Savage versus DDP in 1997.
That was a Las Vegas death match.
Vegas sudden death match is correct.
Wow.
All right, Joe, your final question. Mike Sanders versus Ernest Miller in 2000.
It was a kickboxing two words match, just for the between the sheets nod.
That's correct. Yes, kickboxing match is correct. Work around for Joe. Rob.
Wow.
Final question: you get Buff Bagwell versus David Flair in 1999.
Complete guess, no stipulation.
Oh, if only this was a First Blood DNA match.
Well, I guess I didn't see that one.
I wouldn't feel too bad about that one.
Wow.
I thought it was like a Who's the Daddy match or some shit like that, but I knew it was something with DNA in the title.
Okay, so the end of the first round, we have Joe in the lead with 5, Rob with 4, Mike with 3.
Ooh, guys, I gotta go. I got some stuff. I gotta hang on. I gotta leave all my head. Leave on a high note.
All right, that brings us to round 2. I'm going to put in, it's called Putting in the Work, a new game. For this game, I'm going to give you 2 wrestlers. You tell me who had more matches on Halloween Havoc. So if I say Jeff Jarrett and Yuji Nagata, you'd hopefully reply Jeff Jarrett because he had 2 matches where Yuji had just 1. Keep in mind this is actual wrestling matches, not any other like sumo truck matches or anything. And this does cover the entire individual. So say Brad Armstrong would include Arachnaman and Bradstreet. So everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Joe, you go first. Your two names are Sting and Ric Flair.
Sting.
Is correct. Because Sting never left. Flair had those... Flair missed a couple Halloween Havocs being in the WWE.
Yeah, there was like the weird, like the 91 where he wasn't on the card, and yeah.
All right, Rob, your two names are Johnny B. Badd and the Barbarian.
Oh, man. So I have to pick the one who had more matches.
Who had more wrestling matches at Halloween Havoc.
Oh, Johnny motherfucking B. Badd, eh?
Oh, 3-2 margin. He does. Yes, that's correct.
What was Barbarian's other match? Other than the Ron Simmons
match. He had a Faces of Fear match in, like, 97 or so.
And yeah,
every one of Johnny B. Badd's matches was probably against Diamond Dallas Page. Just, let's go out and say that.
All right, Mike, your two names are Paul Orndorff and Ray Traylor.
I'm going to go Ray Traylor.
Oh, it was Paul Orndorff. He had 2-1.
Really? Oh, okay.
All right, Joe, back to you. Your two names. Are Shane Douglas and Terry Funk.
Terry Funk.
Oh, it was Shane Douglas. Shane had some dynamic dudes and then some things.
Shit. That
That's more.
Holy God damn it.
All right, Rob.
These are good.
Yeah, your two names are Yuji Nagata and the Renegade.
There's a fucking tour de force match if I ever heard one. You referenced Nagata early. Now, I can't say push and say the same amount for each guy, right?
I will say it's not a push.
Well, fuck then. Could the Renegade have been in more than one Halloween Havoc? Fuck it, I'm going Renegade.
Oh, Renegade was in none. I'm sorry.
That was perfectly played, eh? All right, fuck it. I love you already told.
I felt bad. I'm like, oh no, I put Yuji Nagata twice. It's okay. Like, I listed it twice. That's all.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard. I'm getting my ass kicked.
I feel bad too. It's okay. I feel bad too.
All right, Mike, you have two names. You have Steve Williams and Bunkhouse Buck.
Steve Williams
is correct. He had 2-1. A 2-1
margin. Yeah. So I'm thinking like he may have been on one of those early ones. Okay.
All right, Joe, back to you. You get Billy Kidman versus Ron Simmons.
Ron Simmons.
4-3 is correct.
All right.
All right, Rob, back to you. You get Vader and the Giant.
Oh, no. All right, let me think. Man, I really can't stand the Giant, so I don't keep him in my brain. we got Vader, obviously, in 91, 92, 93. He beats up Orndorff or gets beat up by Orndorff in 94. So was that 95? Fuck, we're going with Vader. He's in 94 against Sting.
Vader is correct. 4-3.
Yeah.
Monster truck matches count to be a push, but Vader gets the... All right. Nice. Mike, back to you. You get Dustin Rhodes versus Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, it's Dustin Rhodes. 4-3.
Wow, get the hell out of here.
You know why? Because Dustin was at the very end. That's right. You know what? That's a good one, Joe. This is a good game, Joe.
All right, Joe, back to you. You get DDP and Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell.
Oh, it's DDP, 6-4.
Shit.
Oh, those
I knew Bagwell had like all those tag title defenses and stuff, but god damn it.
Those six Johnny Bad matches, man.
All right, Rob, back to you. You get Bobby Eaton and Chris Benoit.
Oh, no. That man who should not be said against Bobby Eaton. We're going to go with... God damn, you got to think Bobby wins this one, eh?
You don't have to say his name, because Bobby Eaton is correct.
Hey, I win. I don't have to say his name either. F you, redacted.
All right, Mike, you get Hulk Hogan versus Lex Luger.
Ooh, tough one.
Ooh. I got to go Luger.
Yep.
That's good. It's correct. 8-6.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, your final names are Larry Zbysko and Alex Wright.
Okay. Where Larry's the competitor in the match, right?
Yes, Larry is an actual wrestler in the match.
Okay, because I know there was the one year where he was like a special referee or some shit. Alex Wright.
Alex Wright, 4-1 margin is correct.
Holy shit.
All right, Rob, your last two names are the Disco Inferno and Randy Savage.
Oh, boy. All right, so you got to figure they come in at the same time. They pretty much stay the whole same time. Pretty tricky, but I'm going to lean toward the Macho Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Disco Inferno with a 5-4 ratio there.
Damn it.
It was it was Slim Jim Presents every year. It wasn't Slim Jim's spokesman Disco Inferno Presents the goddamn show. What the hell's going on here?
A shocker.
All right, Mike, your final two names are Chris Jericho and Juventud Guerrera.
I'm gonna go Chris Jericho.
That's a good guess. That is correct.
Tough one.
3-2. All right, so everyone got 3 points that round.
Hey.
Jesus with Joe with 8, Rob with 7, Mike with 6, with plenty of game left to play.
Maybe.
All right, it's time for round 3, list them and learn. Yes, time for the game of contestant interaction. For this game, I'm going to give a category to two players, say everyone who did commentary for Halloween Havoc. We'll say there have been 20 people. Player 1 will say how many they can name, say 10. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1 to name 10 names. And if they say they can name more, it switches back to player 1, who says they can name more or they challenge. You don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you like. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. If you are challenged, you have to name all the names you stated. Do so, you get 2 points. Get anything wrong, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 questions here with a chance to go first and also challenge. Are we ready?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Mike and Joe, you're up first. So question 1. 17 men were involved in a world title match at Halloween Havoc. Mike, how many can you name?
I can name that in 6 guesses.
All right, well, you can name 6 names.
I can name 6 names. I was trying to be clever and I fucked it up. Go ahead.
Right, so can you name more than 6 or do you want to challenge Mike?
I could do 10.
10, okay. Mike, back to you. Can you name more than 10, or do you want to challenge Joe?
All right, it was people in what? In a heavyweight title match?
In what WCW considered a world title match, or what was considered a world title match, I suppose.
Okay. All right. I can name 11.
All right, we're at 11. Joe, back to you.
I can name 15.
15, whoa! All right, Mike.
I say go for it, supposedly.
All right, we need 15 men involved in a world title match at Halloween Havoc.
Okay. We got there. Sting.
We got the Stinger. At certainly.
We got Sid Vicious.
Oops, Sid also.
We got Lex Luger.
We got Lex.
Got Ron Simmons.
Simmons gives you 4.
Got the Barbarian.
Barbarian gives you 5.
Got Hogan.
Hogan gives you 6.
Got Flair.
And that gives you 7.
Got the Giant.
Gets you the 8.
Macho. Macho Man.
Yep. Gives you 9.
You've got DDP.
DDP gives you 10.
You got Goldberg.
You're up to 11.
Now how many more do I got to do?
You said 15. You need 4 more.
Okay. So this is where things get tricky because was it 92 where they had the NWA title?
Yeah.
And you had Vader and Masahiro Chono.
Well, that actually wasn't the match, but Vader is a correct answer, so I'm not going to penalize you for that.
That
and
wasn't
Chono
the
is also correct. That gives you 13.
Okay, Rick Rude.
Rick Rude gives you 14. We need one more name.
Look at this.
Booker T?
Booker T in 2000 is correct. That gives you 15.
I can say like Scott Steiner, maybe like, and I don't want to push myself too far on the 17th one, but if I was to guess the 17th one, I'd say Double J.
Double J is not correct. It was Cactus Jack who had a match with Vader in 93. They had the Texas Death Match, and it was Rude and Chono, but Vader did have a world title match. That was a correct answer. So you were successful. That gives you 2 points.
Now, and again, I don't want to take points away. Take points away from myself. Was the spin the wheel, make the deal, Vader and Cactus for the title? I thought it was like a non-sanctioned, non-title. I could be wrong, though.
I thought it was for the title. Let's just say it was for the title.
Okay. Listen, I'm giving it to you. I'm just saying because I vividly, like, I just remember there was something, like, weird about that match because, like, watching it, like, pissed off because, like, okay, if Cactus wins, which, you know, he should, like, he doesn't get the belt. Like, I remember as a kid watching it being upset that I knew Cactus wasn't getting the title, win or lose. So that's why it's stuck in my head. I could be wrong, though.
For, like, the right. World
yes,
heavyweight
the
title.
International yeah. World title match.
Yeah, because I remember Buffer. Listen,
the international
Buffer
title was a big gold belt. What was it? So,
you know, now it does say Vader wasn't that wasn't a but I did so
right.
I'm gonna give you credit for that.
All right,
yeah. Everyone's okay with that because that was still yeah. Was an impressive display.
Oh yeah, that was impressive.
All right, Joe, you're involved in our next question as well. Joe and Rob.
God damn it!
All right, hey. 16 men were involved in a U.S. title match at Halloween Havoc. How many can you name out of 16? Joe, what's your guess?
Four.
All right, Rob, what you got?
Five.
Okay, might be here a while.
Seven.
Eight.
Rob's up to eight.
Rob, you're going to name them.
Oh, here we go.
God
eight
damn
names,
it.
Rob.
All right, here we go. First Halloween Havoc, it would be 89, Luger Pillman.
All right, that's one and two.
In 1990, it would be Stan Hansen.
Gives you three.
We can't count Luger twice, so three. In 91, God. In 91, who would the U.S. champion have been? Oh, it would have been Rick Rude. But in 1991, I don't think there was a one. So, okay, 1992, Nikita Koloff and Vader.
That gives you four and five.
All right, how many do I need? Eight?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
So then in 93... The U.S. title in 94, the U.S. title. God damn it. Is Dustin Rhodes on there?
Dustin Rhodes gives you six. We need two more names.
All right. 95 U.S. title. Who would have had it? Because 96 U.S. title, you have a big one-man gang Conan clusterfuck, but I don't think either one of them is on there. How about U.S. title in 1997? Who would have had it? Stay with me, guys. In 1997, the U.S. heavyweight champion is Booker T on it.
I'm sorry, Booker T is not on the list.
God damn it, I ruined everything. All right, well,
can I piss Rob off?
Oh, please.
All right, Rob, who would have Dustin Rhodes fought for the U.S. title at a Halloween Havoc?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And who would Stone Cold have lost it to in like 2 seconds the following year?
Oh, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, fuck! Oh.
Yes. Yes, the quickie title change was at Fall Brawl, but they had the rematch at Halloween
right.
Havoc, yeah. Is correct.
When he said Dustin, I'm like, oh, I'm sunk, he got him. Anyway.
I
knew
that,
you had the information, Rob, I was rooting for you.
Yeah, as much as I love Doug, and I put that information out of my brain with that Fall Brawl loss with Austin, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a bad one.
Now, other names were Ric Flair and Kurt Hennig in 1997. Had that. There's Bret Hart and Sting in 98, Goldberg and Sid in 99, and a handicap match of General Erection, Jim Duggan again, and Lance Storm in 2000.
General Erection.
Yeah, General motherfucking Erection, I could have named.
You didn't know General Erection.
Oh, no.
Loser eats a jelly donut match. No. Maybe.
Oh. All right.
Duggan likes jelly donuts. Remember, he's a Canadian sympathizer.
He enjoys them. I love that we're all so removed from the Russo era, though. We're all trying to go for that 89 to 95 era.
Exactly right.
All right, we got Rob and Mike. The final question. Are you trying to gain a little ground on Mr. Sposto here?
Yeah, happily.
All right. Besides the world and U.S. titles, 21 men had a match for a singles title at Halloween Havoc. How many can you name? This is every singles title besides world and a world title and the U.S. title.
So aside from those.
Yep, aside from those. So think of the other titles floating around WCW. 21 men had a match for them. Rob, how many can you name?
12.
12, wow. Okay, Mike.
I'll go.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking, maybe I can pull a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, It's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs at Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I was able to open an Arena Club Slab Pack, and I'll be honest, it was a lot better than what you normally do. Say you go to a card show, and there's a random innocuous brown bag of cards, and yeah, you can open it and look, it's going to be junk. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're probably going to get in those. Maybe you find that fun, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I like just opening up cards and saying, ah, hey, look at some random cards or whatever. But if you're really in this game to find value and find particular cards, it sucks to have to buy these mystery packs, and it ends up being, you know, almost nothing, you know, nothing of value. Not with Arena Club. You get a display, again, of all available cards, hit rates, grading, so you know that when you're opening up the slab pack, you are going to get something valuable. You are getting something good. And Arena Club, in addition to having those great slab packs we just talked about, is also a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, all that sort of stuff. But those Arena Club slab packs, man, they are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling, and you can have them officially graded by Arena Club as well. So again, sending these things off, it's going to be officially graded by Arena Club. And the Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform that you have to check out. So right now, I've got a special offer here for Voices of Wrestling Network listeners. You can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Now, that's a crazy offer. That's 10% off a $400 slab pack. $40 off right there. 10% off your first purchase. No matter what that purchase is, 10% off. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet, arenaclub.com/VOWnet for 10% off your first purchase on Arena Club. And we thank them for sponsoring the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio, and then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally, and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They're on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived, and really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second, door is unlocked. Much much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Fourteen.
Okay, Rob, back to you.
I hate to do this, but does the entire junior weight tournament count?
If a singles title was on the line at Halloween Havoc, it counts.
All right. Okay.
So 14.
Yeah, have fun with that one, my friend. All right.
Okay, we need 14.
Okay, so light heavyweight title. Well, Pillman and Ricky Morton.
That gives you 1 and 2 at the finals at 1991.
Mm-hmm. Here, let me write. Yeah, I'm gonna do what's supposed to do and write these down. Okay. Too bad we didn't have for like a morning radio show, like have like the Mission Impossible theme song playing like in the background while I'm, you know what I mean, or something like that. You know what I mean, like while I'm you know. All right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Luger and Pillman. You're talking about Pillman. Luger before.
What about Luger?
Luger. That was Luger and Pillman in 89. That was for the U.S. title.
Well, this was besides the world in U.S. titles.
Oh, so beside. Ooh, okay.
Yes,
ooh.
Titles.
All right.
So okay. Maybe you regret.
No. I'm good. No. Because still you have the TV title, right? You got those TV title matches in there that I forgot about. Okay. All right. Let's see. I'll go. All right. I don't think J.W. Storm was in a title match.
Sure wasn't.
No. All right. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Dustin Rhodes in Austin.
All right. That gives you the head.
Yeah. Okay. Title match. Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. I didn't even think about the cruiser title. Okay. Eddie and Ray. Dean Malenko and Ray, hell of a match.
You're up to 7.
Johnny B. Badd against the motherfucking Honky Tonk Man for the TV title. Yeah.
That's 8 and 9?
Oh.
Let's see. What cruiserweight title was – no, it wasn't around in 95. I don't think – no, it wasn't. Okay, I said those two for nice. Oh, Chris Jericho and Raven. That was for the TV title.
10 and 11 from 1998.
Kidman and Disco Inferno, which was a little disappointing. Well, obviously because of Disco, but Kidman wasn't that great. That was another cruise.
12 and 13. We just need, I believe, one more.
Oh, Jim Duggan and Steve Austin was on that show too. I think in that 95, wasn't it? Jim Duggan.
That was
and Steve
for the, that was for the U.S. title.
Oh, that was for the U.S. title. That was right. All right. I don't think there was ever a women's match. I'm trying to think either. I don't think there was ever a women's title match. I'll go with. Oh shit! Tag team matches count, right?
No, there's just singles title.
No. Jesus Christ! I'm not even listening to the rules here. Reno versus The Wall for the hardcore title.
I did not think the hardcore title would be remembered, but it was.
I watched that match a couple weeks, I swear to God, and it just paid, I just remembered it right now, and I'm just thinking, what was that fucking match with the goddamn guy with the ponytail? Reno. No one remembers Reno. And I almost didn't, and I'm sorry for making everyone just sit there while you just had to listen to my brain work, but that Reno against The Wall was for the hardcore title. Which did not make that list. I even went back and rewatched just to make sure, it wouldn't be. Because I wanted to see if any of those WWE hardcore matches were good. Because there's a couple of them that are good, but most of them are shit. But
yes.
That would be it. So, yay!
Good job.
There you go. What a showcase.
Yes. Chris Benoit and Rick Steiner had a TV title match in 1999. Steven Regal and Davey Boy Smith had a TV title match in 1993.
Dude, I'm thinking what match was fucking Davey Boy in? And it was against Regal. And I didn't even put that together. Yeah.
Right. I can't remember if it's a DDP, but he's as noted he had many TV title match, and Lash LaRue had a cruiserweight title match.
Lash LaRue, I was thinking, who was the other? Yeah, who was the guy that wrestled in 99? Because I knew Disco was the champion. I remember because that was like a Russo. That was like one of like the first Russo shows.
All right, so at the end of three rounds, we have Joe in the lead with 12. Mike jumps up on the spot to 8. Rob with 7 with 2 games left to play. Is everyone ready for round 4? Common opponents.
Ooh, I'm ready. We got ourselves a game now.
All right, for this game, I'll give you 2 names. You tell me who had singles matches against them at Halloween Havoc.
Oof.
So if I say Ric Flair and Warrior, you hopefully respond Hulk Hogan. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Rob, you're up first. Are you ready?
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, you get you get Jimmy Garvin and the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, Lord. All right, look.
That's what you get.
So Jimmy Garvin and the Honky Tonk Man. Now, wait a minute. What? So they have a common opponent on Halloween Havoc?
They each wrestled the same man on Halloween Havoc.
Johnny B. Bad?
He's asked like a question, but that is correct.
Yeah.
91. Jimmy Garvin, Johnny B. Bad.
Wow, that Garvin Johnny B. Bad match kind of was lost in the congles of my brain. But all right, there it is.
He came up with his airline pilot haircut and everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Looked rough.
All right, Mike, your 2 names are Stan Hansen and Arn Anderson.
Stan? I don't remember Stan Hansen. Was he on? All right. Hey, I'll go with Vader. I'm trying to think. I drew a blank here. I'll go with Vader.
Oh, it's actually Lex Luger.
Lex Luger. That's right. Okay. I remember they had wrestled on the I think on a Clash too. Okay.
Well, wow, I'm over here pumping my fists in excitement. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, Joe, your 2 names are Roddy Piper and Sting.
Hogan?
Hogan is correct. 99 and for Sting, 97 for Roddy Piper. All right, Rob, back to you. Your 2 names are Zodiac and Hulk Hogan.
Oh, fuck's sake. This is a fucking rib. Wait a minute. So, okay, so literally as Zodiac, eh?
Yep.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, that's correct.
Oh, look at me knowing the Zodiac shit.
All right. Mike, your 2 names are Scott Hall and Bill Kazmaier.
Wow.
Now, just for the record, I will say it's not all the same gimmick. Some people have changed gimmicks and wrestled different opponents, just for the record.
Okay, well, Bill Kazmaier wrestled Oz, so it would have been Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash is correct.
Love it, love it.
That's great.
All right, Joe, your 2 names are Ric Flair and Masahiro Chono.
Rick Rude.
Rick Rude is correct.
Very good.
All right, Rob, back to you. You got Rick Steiner and Booker T.
Fuck, this is Russo, then. I don't know. Goldberg.
Scott Steiner. He had Rick in 98 and Booker T in 2000.
Way to go, Russo.
They did Rick and Scott the 1 year. That's right. On that show.
All right, Mike, back to you. You get Bret Hart and Jeff Jarrett.
Sting.
The Stinger is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, you get Jacqueline and Juventud Guerrera.
That would be Glenn Gilberti himself, the Disco Inferno.
Oh, perfect person to get that question.
Ugh.
All right, Rob, back to you. You get Randy Savage and Eddie Guerrero.
God damn it, I was wishing for like Doug Summers and Pia News. Let me see. Okay, Eddie Guerrero. The master of the diamond cutter, DDP.
DDP is correct.
Hey, I did it.
All right, Mike, you get Dean Malenko and Eddie Guerrero.
Ray Jr.
Ray Mysterio is correct.
Yeah, Ray Mysterio, yeah.
All right, Joe, you get Goldberg and Sting.
Sid
is correct. Had to go back a ways for Sting matches. That's correct. All right, Rob, your last 2 names are Berlin and JW Storm.
Oh man.
I feel like you wrapped this one with a bow. Thank you. Right Armstrong.
Brad Armstrong is correct.
Hey.
All right, Mike, your final two names are Steve Austin and Arn Anderson.
Oh, Dustin Rhodes.
Is correct.
That's okay.
All right, Joe, your final names are Rick Steamboat and Lex Luger.
Singles matches, right?
Singles match. Yep, singles match.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Brian Pillman.
Shit. Yeah.
Ooh. Luger in 89, Steamboat in 92.
God, I couldn't remember.
That's right. You know what? Yeah, that Pillman and Steamboat match, it's a quiet match.
It's a sleeper, yeah. That's like a sleeper match. Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so at the end of round four, we have Joe in the lead with 16, Mike with 12, Rob with 11 going into the final round.
Oh, man.
Here we go. This is the sprint. Our final game, each contestant will individually receive 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Rob, since you are slightly in third right now, you go first. Are you ready?
I thought you said slightly impaired. Yeah.
You know.
You know, let's not pick this yet. But yes, I love this game. Let's do it.
All right. 10 questions in a row. Here we go. The last five Havocs all took place in the city of blank.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Correct. Blank jumped off the top of the cage during Hogan Piper in 97.
Andy Macho Man Savage.
Blank made his WCW debut after the Hogan Savage main event in 1996.
Roddy Piper.
Correct. Blank dressed up as Sting in 1990.
Barry Windham.
Correct. Harley Race used blank on Cactus Jack, causing him to lose.
Motherfucking stun gun.
Stun gun is correct. Blank threw a fireball at Mr. JL at Havoc 95.
The original Sheik.
Ole Anderson and Gary Hart were the designated blanks at the Thunderdome match.
Terminators
is correct. Blank was a special guest ref for Lex Luger Scott Hall in
1997. Oh, fucking A. Lex Luger, Scott Hall, blank. All right, Mr. T, I don't know.
It was Larry Zbyszko.
Mr. T is always the special guest referee.
The Chamber of Horrors match ended in 1991 when blank.
Electrocution.
Abdullah got shocked, it's correct. When the rigging of the Thunderdome caught fire, the Great Muta blank.
Blue green sputum on it.
Blew it out with his fist, is correct. Yeah. All right, Rob, you got 9 out of 10 correct. You have 20 points now. You are in the lead.
Hey.
Wow.
Good showing, Rob. Good showing.
That was great. On
the board. That Larry Zbyszko question was a goddamn son of a bitch, I tell
fucking
you.
I'm going to run it.
All right, Mike, you're in second place. It's your turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Here we go. Blank was the special guest referee of the Thunderdome match in 1989.
Bruno Sammartino?
Correct. Rick Rude was in disguise as Blank at Halloween Havoc 91.
The WCW Mystery Phantom?
The Phantom, yeah. Well, Halloween Phantom. Six beat Chris Jericho in 1996 when Jericho argued with referee Blank.
Nick Patrick.
Correct. The Sumo Monster Truck match took place on the roof of Blank.
Cubbo Hall.
Correct. Goldberg DDP aired the next night on Nitro in 98 because blank.
Because it went past 11 p.m. and a lot of the pay-per-view providers shut it off. So
correct.
People missed it. Unless you had an illegal cable box like I did and you caught the whole thing.
Excellent.
Wow. Good answer.
Rick Rude chose blank to be a special guest referee against Chono in 1992.
Ooh. Was it fucking Ollie Anderson?
Oh, it was Harley Race.
Harley Race.
All right. Hogan beat Warrior in 98 after blank interfered. He hit Warrior with a chair. Much other interference in that match, I don't recall.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember. It would have been Horace
is correct. He passed
the
test.
The disciple.
Stan Hansen beat Lex Luger in 1990 after blank interfered.
Jeez, Ric Flair.
Oh, it was Dan Spivey interfered.
Dan Spivey.
Paul Orndorff replaced blank in 1994 against Ricky Steamboat after blank blew out his knee. Someone blew out his knee, causing
Paul Orndorff to replace them. Great question. I love this one.
I'll say Dave Sullivan. I'm trying to blank here.
Rob, do you know?
It's fucking Yoshi Kwan.
It was
so
Yoshi
good.
Kwan.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how you knew that.
I'm the only person that Yoshi Kwan wrestled.
That's unbelievable. I remember he was on Fall Brawl against Cactus, but yeah, that 93, that Halloween high, yeah. Wow.
Exciting. Final question here. Cubs commentator blank called the Bill Irwin-Terry Taylor match in 1990.
Oh my God. That would have been Chip Carey?
Oh, it's Jack Brickwell.
Jack, yeah, and I don't even think Chip Carey is even. I think he's the Braves guy. So, darn it.
All right, you got 6 out of 10 right on that. That gives you 18 points, and Rob is still in the lead.
Get the fuck out! Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is like me dropping a Jack Evans trivia contest. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, Joe, you need 5 to win, 4 to tie. Are you ready?
I'm going to sandbag to 4 to see what you got for a tiebreaker. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. 95 featured the auspicious debut of Ron Reese as blank.
The Yeti.
Correct. Sting beat Jake Roberts in 92 when blank.
Jake Snake bit him on the face?
That's correct. Paulie fired blank at Havoc 92.
Medusa.
Correct. Joey Maggs was under a mask at Havoc 91 as one of the blanks.
Creatures.
Creatures is correct. After winning the main event in 1994, Hulk Hogan was attacked by a masked man who turned out to be blank.
Brother Brutai.
Brother Brutai is correct. All right, Jerry Sags pile drove Terry Funk on a blank in 1994.
A pumpkin.
Correct. Steve Austin was in the tag title match in 1992 because blank had quit that morning.
Terry Gordy.
Correct. Blank was the guest ref for Flair Rude in 1993.
Nick Bockwinkle?
Oh, it's Terry Taylor.
Ah.
The Nasties attacked the Steiners in 1990 after disguising themselves as blank.
Concession workers.
Correct. Last one. The Skyscrapers were DQ'd in 89 against the Road Warriors when Spivey attacked the Roadies with blank.
Like their old, their own shoulder pads, maybe?
No, a big key. I don't know why.
Oh, that was Norman's big key that Teddy Long had, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
Use it to control them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right. You didn't get that one right, but you got 8 out of 10. That gives you 24 points, and you are the winner.
Wow.
Great job.
Triumph and come from behind Victor, and I didn't have to say Chris Benoit's name once. All right.
But I was forced to say Yoshi Kwan's
name. You volunteered that. You
didn't say Yoshi Kwan's name.
Yes. The thing is, they used to call him in the Observer Achi Kwan. I don't know if that was a typewriter fucking thing or what, but who the fuck is Achi Kwan?
How is that spelled? How's Achi spelled?
It's spelled A-I-C-H-I. I swear to God, look this shit up. But yeah, there was in that.
That's definitely a problem with like Dave going over from like a typewriter to a word processor.
Yeah.
And it's like Brother Touch or whatever just couldn't like figure out what the hell he was doing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's like a Joe and Joe's or Jose LeDuc, like that JOS.
That's right.
That French stuff that old co-region Rob can't process. So, yeah, that's a whole thing there, too. Holy shit. Good job, Joe.
I need to watch that again. See, I'm kind of like stumped on that Yoshi Kwan match. That I'm going to have to watch that now.
Well, never have.
Blocked it out, yeah.
And the thing is, everyone was like, I remember Meltzer was like, oh, well, Orndorff and Steamboat had a much greater match, 3 3/4 stars. And I'm like, no, we needed Yoshi Kwan against Steamboat. It would have been badass with the karate. But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
No.
All right. Well, as everyone knows, I always keep a tiebreaker in place. We did not need it today, but Rob and Mike, I don't know if you wish to compete in this tiebreaker question.
Yes, of course we will.
Bragging rights, of course. All right. How many main show matches have there been at Halloween Havoc? Now, if you want to DM me on Twitter or Skype the answer, we'll see who comes closest. Looking for the number of main show matches that occurred on the 12 Halloween Havocs. All right. Rob guessed 122. Mike guessed 114. Joe guessed 126. The correct answer is 111. So, Mike, you came the closest.
Wow.
Good job.
All right. I want to thank everyone. Joe, you won. So anything to plug, have at it.
Yeah, hey, I do a comic book podcast called Long Box Heroes. Comes out Wednesday, like at midnight. I do a wrestling podcast called At Odds with Wrestling. Comes out like Thursday nights when I'm done editing it. I have a Patreon where for $1 a month, you can get me and my buddy Todd watching Mel Brooks movies this year and going through the Diamond Previews catalog from 30 years ago. It's real cool to kind of see, like, history beginning. Like, we're not at the bubble bursting for the comic books industry, but the most recent issue that we talked about was when the Marvel trading cards came out. So everyone had those Marvel trading cards, you know?
Oh, yeah, they were great.
So, like, we're right at the cusp of the bubble starting to, like, explode for comic books, and it's, like, a real cool, fascinating thing. And, like, we, the two of us went on eBay and bought, like, 3 years' worth of previous catalogs from back in the day, and we kind of ran into a roadblock where someone is counting, like, the May 1992 previews as Spawn's first appearance and legitimately thinks they can get $1,200 for it. Ooh. I say I could wait that person out until May of 2022 and pick it up for a song. But yeah, so those are the podcasts I do. There's not really much wrestling going on that I'm involved with these days. But go check out on smartmarkvideo.com the LVAC shows. They just put up the drive-in shows that they did kind of like as two shows for like $15 or whatever. And go check out internetwrestling.tv, a.k.a. Jerry's Internet Wrestling Emporium.
All right. Very good. Mike, would you – I don't know if you have much to plug. You can always plug the Halloween Havoc watch list.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say you can just follow me on Twitter if you want to. Mike versus Philly, M-I-K-E-V-S-P-H-I-L-L-Y. And I have the Halloween Havoc like watch list that I put out every October because I love Halloween Havoc. It's one of those events where, you know, you can pretty much celebrate all month long. It's just something to kind of like, you know, look forward to. It's one of these theme events, and I'm so glad that NXT is bringing it back. I think that's really cool. So you could follow it on there. It's like all, 31 matches you can watch, and they're all really good. And some of them include matches that I should have maybe thought about more into consideration. Like that's the one Stan Hansen, Lex Luger match. So there's a whole bunch of matches, like great matches on there. You could check it all out and see how great that Yuji Nagata Ultimo Dragon match is. Really, really good.
All right. And Rob, you've got a podcast going right now.
Hey, I do. It's called Cover to Cover. Me and Chris Zellner, we look at old wrestling magazines and talk about them. We especially like to look at the PWA 500 for fucking 16 hours, but we do look at other magazines too and review them. And, I have nothing else going on with wrestling and stuff, so I'm just going to give two tips. Go on YouTube, and it's the festive season, so look up Bravo's Top 100 Scariest Movie Moments. And then also go on there and look up I'm Not Norm. It's a really funny YouTube account of Norm MacDonald's most ridiculous shit. Especially the Super Dave episode. I've watched it at least fucking 30 times during quarantine. Yeah. It's so funny.
All right, that is great. And that's going to do it here, I will say. The Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at Five Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at fivestarmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. If you wish to make a one-time donation to the show, visit our show page at redcircle.com/shows/5-star-match-game. Yeah, you can figure it out. And click the sponsor button. Our logo was designed by Rich Preach, and we're going to do two more shows for 2020. We're going to be back with Survivor Series in November, wrap it up in December with Starcade, so be there. I want to thank all our guests. This was a great, great episode. And until then, we'll talk to you next time.
Much respect to Kevin Nash.
And I will say this, Bill Kazmaier, he came in the ring like he had like a giant the planet Earth. He was carrying it like remember he was carrying it like on like to the ring with him.
It was like a giant inflatable globe that he had like on a handle over his shoulder. Yes.
That he was the strongest man in the world.
He had the whole world or the whole inflatable basketball in his hands.
Yes. All right, that's why I remember that fucking Bill Casimir bringing that out.
I remember being like, I could fucking bring that out.